From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama welcomed Afghan President Hamid Karzai's announcement today that he's agreed to take part in a runoff election next month against his main challenger in the August presidential election. Karzai conceded he fell short of the 50% threshold needed to win without a runoff after fraud investigators stripped him of nearly a third of his votes. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he's encouraged by Pakistan's offensive against militants near the border with Afghanistan, but he says it's too soon to tell how the operation in South Waziristan will turn out. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
For years, the U.S. has pressed Pakistan to do more to control South Waziristan. It's a remote region that's a hub for both Taliban and al-Qaeda militants. This past weekend, Pakistan sent in nearly 30,000 troops, backed up by airstrikes. Secretary Gates, speaking here on board a military aircraft, indicated that so far, the military operation looks promising.
We obviously are very supportive of what the Pakistanis are doing, but it's very early yet. I think that best I can tell, the effort's only been underway for a few days.
Gates said terrorist attacks inside Pakistan the past few weeks make clear the need to take on extremists there. Most recently, suicide bombers attacked an Islamic university in the capital, Islamabad. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
It's day two of the Vienna summit on Iran's nuclear program, and Iran has yet to sit down with negotiators from the U.S., France, and Russia. While the official talks are on hold, negotiators have been talking on the sidelines. American and Iranian officials have been meeting face-to-face in an effort to break the logjam. The Western countries hope to persuade Tehran to send most of its enriched uranium abroad. Federal officials have now made it official. Monthly Medicare premiums will top the $100 mark for the first time next year. But most Medicare patients won't have to pay the increase. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Most seniors have their Medicare premiums deducted from their Social Security checks. And for the first time in three decades next year, Social Security benefits aren't going up. Federal law says that Medicare increases can't make Social Security checks get smaller, so an estimated 73% of Medicare enrollees won't pay the new monthly Medicare premium of $110.50. The remaining 27% of Medicare beneficiaries are either so poor that states pay their monthly premiums, so wealthy that they have to pay additional premiums, or are new to the program so their premiums aren't deducted from their monthly checks yet. The House has passed legislation to excuse them from the premium hikes, too, but so far it's being held up in the Senate. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Industrials are down 50 points to 10,041. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down 12 points to 2,163. This is NPR News. Applications for new homes and apartments fell in September by the largest amount in 5 months. Yet another sign the housing industry is still struggling to rebound from the worst recession since the 1930s. Representatives for the industry told a congressional panel today that the $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers should be extended and expanded. The Vatican today took a major step toward welcoming into the Catholic Church Anglicans discontented with the openly gay bishops and the ordination of women. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has this report from Rome.
A new document called an apostolic constitution will allow Anglicans to convert while maintaining some of their distinctive spiritual and liturgical traditions. The new provisions will allow married Anglican priests and even seminarians to become ordained Catholic priests. However, married Anglicans will not be allowed to become Catholic bishops. The Vatican's Archbishop of Westminster and the Archbishop of Canterbury issued a joint statement saying the decision brings an end to a period of uncertainty for Anglicans wishing to join the Catholic Church. The Vatican declined to give figures on the number of requests that have been received or the number of potential converts. The most prominent recent Anglican convert to Catholicism was former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who joined after leaving office in 2007. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A former top aide to Rob Blagojevich has pleaded guilty to a corruption charge in exchange for a 24-month prison sentence. The ousted governor is at the center of a wide-ranging corruption scheme. Prosecutors charged Alonzo Mark with one count of trying to shake down a racetrack owner for a campaign contribution of $100,000. Mark is helping prosecutors in their corruption probe. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.